onto the hood of their truck and drive around the countryside, believing the dead animal on the vehicle somehow announced that great men had done this. Every year the hunters shot cows and horses and family pets and each other. And, unbelievably, they sometimes shot themselves, perhaps in a psychotic episode where they mistook themselves for dinner. It was a wise person who knew that some hunters, not all but some, found it challenging to distinguish a pine from a partridge from a person. Clara wondered what had become of Jane. She was rarely late, so she could easily be forgiven. Clara found it easy to forgive most things in most people. Too easy, her husband Peter often warned. But Clara had her own little secret. She didn't really let go of everything. Most things, yes. But some she secretly held and hugged, and would visit in moments when she needed to be comforted by the unkindness of others. Croissant crumbs had tumbled on top of the Montreal Gazette left at her table. Between flakes, Clara scanned the headlines. Parti Québécois vows to hold sovereignty referendum. Drug bust in townships. Hikers lost in Tremblant Park. Clara lifted her eyes from the morose headlines. She and Peter had long since stopped subscribing to the Montreal papers. Ignorance really was bliss. They preferred the local Williamsburg County News, where they could read about Wayne's cow or Ghislaine's